Alternative Radio. Hear Chalmers Johnson on Blowback, the Consequences of U.S. Foreign Policy. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday afternoons at 4, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
wow. That was epic. So amazing and so cool. That was just Particle by Moon Radish. By the Moon Radish Band. This is CJSF. You are listening to Raccoon City. I'm your host, Katie. I'm here every Tuesday, 12 to 1. So much amazing, fantastic music going on today. Moon Radish, who I was just playing, is a wonderful alternative rock band from Denver, Colorado. They have a unique mix of groovy and psychedelic-rooted tunes stemming from rock, jazz, and hip-hop. Check out Moon Radish for some super cool music and epic sounds with groovy elements and just lots of really fun instrumentals. I think they just have a lot of fun creating their music, therefore I have a lot of fun listening to their music. They have a lot of really fun and cool sounds. Thank you for listening. This has been Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I do have to skedaddle now. It is my time to exit stage left, but have the most amazing Tuesday and the most amazing week. And thank you so much for listening to my show. And now I'll play a few more really epic songs before I go. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. Here is Tokyo Tea Room with their song, Tell Me How.
Can I? Send my love and I'll send you. Never knock on your door. What do you think you need me for? Tell a lie. You're uptight. Nothing better to do. At least it's something I'm used to.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. If you're worried about floods in your street or power outages on your block, there's a good chance that your next-door neighbor is too. And if disaster strikes, people who live close by can often help each other out. So the City of Edmonton and Alberta, Canada, is working to get neighbors talking about climate change and preparing together.
It could be as simple as planting some native plants or getting an emergency preparedness kit together, collecting contact information. It might be knowing who doesn't have air conditioning and going to check in on them. It might be about sharing different resources, making sure people have water that they need.
That's Sarah Danahy of O2 Planning and Design. Her firm worked with Edmonton to create the Neighboring for Climate Toolkit. It's a deck of cards that anyone can download for free. Each card describes an action that neighbors can work on together to reduce global warming or prepare for its impacts, like planting trees or making an emergency plan. So the deck can be used as a conversation starter to help neighbors identify common concerns and interests.
The toolkit is really meant to inspire and spark that first action between neighbors to do things together.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.